Well, good morning, sowers for a great awakening. It is Saturday, August the 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And you know what Saturday means. It means we've got a Holy Spirit story ready to serve up. And boy, this is a powerful. They're all good. This one is entitled A Present Day Miracle Story from Cuba with Debbie Mack, Pastor Debbie Mack. Our text, as always on Saturday, is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. I call it the great combustion. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story came very recently and is a bona fide miracle story coming out of Cuba, or as I've heard Cubans say, Cuba. It was sent to me by Debbie Mack, a pastor in Florida. Her church, First Methodist of Frost Proof, Florida, has been in a sister church relationship with Iglesia Metodista Intranque de la Benedicion. I challenge you to say that five times quickly. Anyway, they've been in this relationship for many years. Intranque de Acujal is literally a crossroads in the southeastern part of Cuba. The nearest city is Mayari, about 10 miles away. That is the nearest place for shopping, medical care, etc. Debbie's church provides salaries for the pastor and her husband, who is the worship leader for the church, which is less than $600 per year for both of them. I add that detail because it's amazing how much further really our dollars, our United States dollars, will go in other parts of the world to serve the kingdom. Anyway, about 3 years ago, they were able to purchase a battery-powered scooter so they could visit outlying areas and bring supplies from Mayari. I've put a link to the church's Facebook page in today's email. Now, I'm going to share the story. You'll see the story in English translation. It was sent, of course, in Spanish, and I decided, let's just print the Spanish too. You remember our whole Duolingo initiative with the Word of God and the Spirit of God. So we're printing the Spanish version just like we received it, emojis and all. And of course, I've had it now recorded. Debbie Mack is going to read the English version, and then you're listening here, you're going to hear in Spanish, she got Ruth Citron to read in Spanish on behalf of the church and the pastor in Cuba. So there's a lot of preamble, but it's all here, and you'll hear it all. Prepare yourself. It's powerful.
Testimony of Alberto, a man from the town of Intranque de Acujal. After being hospitalized for days, he became so ill that the doctor sent him home to die. They diagnosed that he had 6 hours to live. When we found out in the congregation, a church leader and I, as a pastor, decided to go visit him. When we arrived at his house, his family and neighbors were already holding a wake and crying for him. He was bedridden, snoring in death, unconscious, already dying. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Tell the gathered family to have faith. God can give him life. Just believe." We prayed with all our strength to the Lord for a breath of life for this man, that his organs would function again. Hallelujah. After praying, we left believing in the miracle. The next day we returned. The family received us with great joy because Alberto had already opened his eyes and could eat, we went back to encourage the family and pray, believing that God would complete the miracle. The next day, I received the news that Alberto could now speak. Glory to God. I left quickly for his house for what my heart desired most, to pray the prayer of faith. When I arrived, I was very happy to see him sitting on his bed. Hallelujah. I read the Bible. I spoke to him about God's plan of salvation, and I called him to accept him as his Lord and Savior. That day, there was a celebration in heaven because Alberto received Christ as his Lord and Savior, and today he testifies of his love and mercy. The one who the doctors gave hours to live today comes to the church to testify that he is alive by the grace and mercy of God. Hallelujah. Praise our Lord, because nothing is impossible for God.
Testimonio de Alberto, un hombre del pueblo del entronque de Ocuján. Luego de llevar días hospitalizado, se agravó de tal forma que los médicos lo enviaron para la casa a morir. Le diagnosticaron 6 horas de vida. Al enterarnos en la congregación, decidimos ir a visitarlo. Una líder de la iglesia y yo como pastora. Al llegar a su casa, ya la familia y los vecinos lo estaban velando y llorando. Estaba postrado en cama con los ronquidos de la muerte, sin conocimiento, ya agonizando. De momento el Espíritu Santo me habló y dijo, dile a la familia reunida, tengan fe, Dios puede darle vida, solamente crean. Oramos con todas las fuerzas al Señor por soplo de vida, para este hombre, que sus órganos volvieran a funcionar. Aleluya. Luego de orar, nos fuimos creyendo en el milagro. Al siguiente día, volvimos. La familia nos recibió con mucho gozo, pues ya Alberto abría los ojos y podía alimentarse. Volvimos a darle ánimo a la familia y a orar, creyendo que Dios completaría el milagro. Al otro día me llega la noticia, Alberto puede hablar. Gloria a Dios. Salí rápido para su casa, para lo más anhelado de mi corazón, que hiciera la oración de fe. Al llegar, quedé muy contenta al verlo sentado en su cama. Aleluya. Leí la Biblia, le hablé del plan de salvación de Dios e hice el llamado a aceptarlo como su Señor y Salvador. Ese día hubo fiesta en los cielos, pues Alberto recibió a Cristo como su Señor y Salvador, y hoy testifica de su amor y misericordia. Al que los médicos le daban horas de vida, hoy viene a la iglesia a testificar que está vivo por la gracia y misericordia de Dios. Aleluya. Alabado sea nuestro Señor, porque nada hay imposible para Dios.
The prayer. Father, thank you for this story and how it has come to us today. Thank you for the miracle of mercy in raising this man to life. We pray his continued healing and for this mighty act to be a sign that brings many to faith and glory to you. Thank you for this Cuban church and so many more like it. Would you prosper the work of their hands, bringing the kingdom of Jesus in their midst in word and deed, in signs and wonders. You are bringing great awakening to Cuba, and we just pray that you increase it and prosper it and spread it even to us. Father, would you increase our faith to see such stories as this in our land and in our time? And we do thank you for Pastor Debbie and her church and their long relationship of love and faith with this church in Cuba. We are grateful, Lord Jesus, and we pray in your name. Amen. The journal prompts for today. How does today's story encourage your faith? And how might it prompt your faith into movement and action, even praying for healing? Now, here's a special side note. Speaking of modern-day miracles of healing and such, I'm preparing to launch what I'm calling a prayer trial for a young mother who is battling a wicked cancer. Just think drug trial, but prayer instead. If you would like to learn more about this effort, I've put a link in the email today, right down there under the journal prompts. Just click it. All you got to give me is your email address. And I'll be in touch as the Lord gives shape and direction to this. I've never done this before. I have sensed the Lord's leading, and I'm trying to be obedient to it. I sense that there are a number of people. That, again, this is not like we're not going for quantity here. Not quantity of prayers, but quality of prayer and quality of faith. So if you're interested in learning more about it and possibly participating, just click that link in today's email and let me know. And be praying ahead of this already. I kind of launch into it with a lot of faith, but also with fear and trembling. And certainly today's story has confirmed this leading. As we get ready to close out on this Saturday, and we're heading into the last week of the Acts of the Apostles as we have them recorded in our Bible, we're going to sing our Saturday song, Sanctuary. Yeah, I hope that this story today has encouraged you. I hope maybe it's provoked some people to like reach for this kind of faith. We're surrounded by a great need. As I said that, I don't know if you can hear the background, though. Sounds like the tornado sirens going off here in Gillette. It's a clear day. But I take it as a sign. The alarms are sounding all around us. And we need great awakening. Sometimes when you say great awakening, it can sound grandiose, but all a great awakening is simply a lot of people waking up. Great awakening is a tipping point when the work of the Spirit begins to take root in more hearts, more homes, more churches, more cities, and begins to spread. And it's easy, again, to just sort of project that off into the ether, into the somewhere else, somewhere other than here. But guys, the bottom line is you got to say right here, Lord, start with me. Start with my heart. Start with my home. Start with my church. I wholeheartedly yield my life to you. That's consecration. Bring your transformation, and Jesus, let it move into demonstration. You know, that word of Jesus there in Nazareth that day. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. That blind see, deaf hear, lame walk, lepers cleansed, dead are raised, poor hear good news. Light is dispelling the darkness. Life is breaking through the shackles of death. New creation is crashing on the shores of chaos. That's great awakening. And every single one of us has agency. And Jesus will readily share with us his authority, right? The authority of humility, of simply saying, here am I, me, ordinary, small, everyday me. I'm ready to let go of all of the vain imaginings of my mind and heart and just be my real self, the one you see, Jesus, the one you look into my eyes and say, I love you, I like you, and I'm proud of you. Wake up, sleepers. Rise from the dead. And Jesus Christ will shine on you. Let's sing together. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. for you. Let's sing it again. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. I won't apologize, but I realize I got a little wound up there, a little excited. It's Saturday, gang. We're going to hit some different fields today. Maybe you'll go out to the back 40. Well, take plenty of seed. There's good sowing to do. I'll see you on the field. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a psalm and a visit to the house of the Lord. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.